This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Joy 94.9, CNC Drive Factory. One of the things we like to do here at Joy is introduce you to new music, and we particularly enjoy bringing you some fresh new local talent. If you check out the pictures on our Facebook page, you'll see these boys are definitely fresh and definitely talent. We're joined in the studio now by two members of local Melbourne band Mosquito Fall, Ben and Molly. Welcome to Joy 94.9.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, how you doing? I like to think that my haircut is quite fresh, so thank you. I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah, fresh is definitely a compliment.
We've been trying to be fresh for a while, so I'm glad it's finally working for us.
Yes. Excellent. We're excellent. Now, you guys are the guitarists in Mosquito Fall.
We are.
Does that mean that the other two members in the band, Braden and Jamie, their vocals and drum, that makes you two the real talent?
I'm glad you said it and I didn't have to say it.
While we're here, I can go with that.
I'll take that.
I do a little bit of singing in the band, so I try and spread my wings. So
We actually do most of the songwriting between us, so we're, I guess, the songwriters as well.
Okay, so you two are responsible for the actual songwriting.
And that's right.
You put it all together and get it out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, we team up at the end, but usually the ideas when they start come from us and, you know, things that we're experiencing doing in our life. So
the obvious question is, as a four-member boy band in 2014... which talent show did you win and which mentor put you on?
Righto. This is one that actually I take the opportunity to answer this question even if no one asked me this question. So I think the big difference with our band is that we didn't come off a TV show, or we didn't really even use YouTube or online to become, you know, where we are today.
Yeah.
When we started, we've always loved playing live as a band. So we literally played, I think, 300 shows in the last kind of 2 and a bit years, kind of building our name, just really doing it the, I guess, old-fashioned Talking Mark's way.
So it's funny, we came together when we were in high school, so we've been friends for so long and we've grown up together, and I think it's sort of a bit of a point of difference these days, the old-fashioned way of growing up as a band, but it's great for us to be doing what we love, and it's awesome at the moment, so everything's going great.
And that is part of something that's quite interesting in your whole story. You're all Melbourne boys, is that right?
Absolutely, yes.
All from out in Werribee, out in the west.
So you all grew up in Werribee.
Yeah, that's right.
and you're actually that classic high school band. You all got together in school or knew each other from high school.
Yep. Pretty much. I mean, three of myself, Braden, and Jamie, the other two who aren't here, all went to the same high school and were friends. And then we met Ben mutually at just a party. He was from the same area, and we all kind of met that way.
It was a 16th birthday party. I remember walking into the party and looking to my left, and our drummer, Jamie, he had his drum kit, and he was playing along to songs over the stereo.
So for some reason, a 16-year-old kid brought a drum kit to a party to drum along to songs on the stereo.
Yeah, but I actually didn't have any friends at this party. It was a new group, and I just got invited through one person that I knew. So I play guitar, and he played drums, so we I guess, became friends automatically because we were musos. And Jamie was nice enough to introduce me to these guys, and from there, we decided we'd like to start playing in a band, and there we went, playing punk rock covers on Sunday afternoons, eating pizza, drinking Slurpees, and jamming out.
Having a good time, really.
Ben and Molly are in the studio with us from local band Mosquito Fall here on Joy 94.9. You talked a little bit about the fact that you were playing punk music. So what are some of your musical influences? What did you grow up listening to?
I love talking about this because it gets me really excited, and it's a big flashback.
It's good.
For me, Green Day were massive, Sum 41, Blink-182, Good Charlotte as well.
Definitely, yeah. I think we grew up in that whole taboo kind of emo era where there was a My Chemical Romance and you were painting your nails black and stuff like that. So that's kind of where we kind of grew up listening to that kind of music, I guess.
But it's funny to see where it goes, and I guess as everyone does, their musical influences change and their style changes, and it's great to sort of be where we are now with our music and still having that sort of influence in our sound.
So what are you listening to now on the radio? Like, Molly, what are you listening to?
We're pretty pop-centric at the moment. Ed Sheeran, killer. Just ridiculous songwriter. Yep. Katy Perry as well, even that Taylor Swift stuff. I just love pop music, to be honest.
I think just before we started this interview, we were all jamming out a little bit to One Republic in the studio here, just quietly. So
that was good.
Big Ryan Tedder fan.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can see where the influences make you a good fit for Joy.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's good.
It's fantastic. Ben, what about you? Are you similar in your musical taste?
Yeah, well, I guess, you know, we've been friends for so long. We spend so much time together that our influences basically are just shared.
We're actually literally the same same person, just with different parents.
Yeah, we're just split people, but everything is the same. We've become one person over the past few years as a band, given that we spend so much time together traveling and touring. Yeah. I mean, as Molly said before, we played over 300 shows together.
Now, we jumped onto your single "Let There Be Light" back in February.
Yes. I do remember that. You guys are on the pulse with that. It was so good.
I'm glad you said so.
Very much all over Joy FM.
Definitely. I think that song was really in our transition between being a more serious band writing serious music and then trying to write more fun music. So I think lyrically, Ben can talk about that one because he kind of.
I wrote that song. I guess everyone has their struggles, and I think us being in a band, spending so long with each other and, you know, doing the things we do, there's always difficult times. And I think that song was really all about that and finding hope in challenging situations. And I guess it's a great feeling to push through the dark times and really, you know, find out who you actually are deep down and really sort of absorb it and live it and be confident in that. And that's really what that song's about. And it's great for us to be where we are now with Summertime Girls and being signed to Universal. It's been a big dream for us since day one as being a band and even being teenagers. So I guess, you know, it really does bring it back to that point in that song, which one of the lyrics is "Hope will get you through," and it truly does.
Ben and Molly from the Melbourne group Mosquito Fall are with us here in the studios at Joy.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
We're speaking with Ben and Molly from Melbourne group Mosquito Fall. You are on Joy 94.9. What was the gap between 16th birthday party and then actually creating Mosquito Fall? How did it all evolve?
So I guess after we met, we were kind of just playing for fun for a couple of years, just learning covers, as Ben said, just goofing around, getting pizza, just hanging out as mates.
But not making YouTube movies.
So. No. Just old school, you know, old school. And then I guess once we kind of hit 18 and finished school, we all kind of went our different ways. Ben went to uni and got a business degree. A couple of us worked really crappy part-time jobs. And then it was only after he finished his degree 3 years later that we all kind of thought, let's actually do this band thing properly. So it was quite a bit of a gap after high school.
I remember about a week after finishing my degree at uni, we were in the studio recording our first ever EP, and it was just the biggest breath of fresh air to be actually pursuing something that I'd wanted to pursue since I was, you know, a kid growing up rocking out on a Sunday afternoon to some Good Charlotte. So it's great.
So, I mean, I guess your parents would be pretty pleased. You all went and got an education before you, or got a trade or got a job.
Some of us did. Yeah. It's good. I mean, our parents are always quite supportive. We basically work out of Ben's house. His dad actually renovated us a garage into like a soundproof studio. So yeah. His family in particular is quite supportive of us, which really helps. So it's good.
My dad actually came to one of our big shows about a year ago, and it was his 51st birthday. And we gave him a big shout out, and there was about five or six kids in the room. And I think at that point in time, he's thinking, yeah, you know what? They're doing all right now, so it's all good.
Not too bad.
It was worth it.
How would you describe Mosquito Fall's style yourself? I mean, what do you hope your audiences will take away from your music?
To be honest, it's changed a lot since we've come up. When we started, we were kind of punk and sad and emo a little bit, as weird as that word is. Mm. These days, we're just all about fun. We want people to walk away feeling, you know, feeling something good, feeling positive, feeling happy. I mean, if you can't listen to music and be happy and, you know, want to dance and have a good time, I don't really see the point in it. Personally.
I think that's a big thing. And for us, like, we feel just Summertime Girls really sort of nails that and hits it really hard. It's just you walk away from the song going, yeah, that's fun and I want to, you know, listen to that again and sing along to it next time, you know.
Yeah. Now, and that's exactly what I was going to bring up next, that you guys have gone from being a small independent Melbourne band back in February to right now signed to Universal, first single under a major label out. How the hell does it happen and how does it make you feel?
It is a roaring sense of relief and achievement, and it's brilliant. It's a huge thing for us to be on, you know, on side with Universal.
It's good. I mean, the way it happened for us, we did a recent tour with American Authors, who's an American band who came over. And I guess they came and saw us at that show and liked what they saw. And then, you know, one thing led to another. We sent them our new song and they're like, yeah, this is really cool. And then we want to get on board. So it actually, you know, we've been chasing something like this for, you know, 3 years now. Yeah, and it's just funny how quickly something can happen when you've got the right song and you're in the right place. So it is a lot about timing and having the right product at the right time.
I think it's a lot about finding yourself as well, and finding ourselves has been a long road for us, and I think now we're really comfortable and happy with where we are, and it's a big thing for us to, you know, to have found that point and have Universal, you know, acknowledge it too.
Is there any nerves, any trepidation about being signed to pretty much the biggest label in the world?
It's good. I mean, I think as bad as it is, and we write happy music and we're happy people, but we're kind of eternal pessimists. So we approach everything with caution. There's no guarantees in this industry. Yeah. So we're grateful for everything that comes. We just, you know, keep working as hard as we can to make everything successful that we do. That's our attitude.
Well, tell us about Summertime Girls, which is the first single on the Universal label.
Yeah. Summertime Girls is an awesome, fun, sort of catchy song. We were up on the Gold Coast on a tour late last year, last summer, and we had a couple of days off. So we're like, guys, we should probably, you know, look at writing some new music. So we had a day off and we picked up our acoustic guitars and you know, walked our way down to the beach. And on our way there, we had this very, very creepy looking dude in the back of a ute pull us over, and he said, boys, you want to grab a box of mangoes? He had a whole tray, huge tray of mangoes there. So it was a whole box for $15, so we're like, we can't pass
this up. Could not pass that deal up.
Oh, love a bit of a mango in summer. And we grabbed a box and basically just went down to the beach and wrote the song about the here and the now. And it was such a beautiful thing. It was a nice summer day, and I recall it so perfectly because it was, you know, such a big thing for us. And there was, you know, to my left, there was a bunch of girls playing beach volleyball, and to my right, there was the waves coming in at the beach. So it was really nice. And we literally just wrote it about our surroundings, and it's a really honest song. And I think you can feel that when you hear the song, it makes you feel like you're at the beach, or it makes you feel like you're, you know, swimming in the waves and having a good time over summer.
If you haven't heard it, we're going to be playing Summertime Girls very, very shortly here on Joy 94.9. Now, before we let you go, there's a great story that I've read about how Mosquito Fall got their name. So tell us that story.
Okay, so here we go. We're actually the worst people to ask this in the band, but anyway, our singer Brayden is like a massive dog lover.
Loves
dogs. I'm not a big pet guy. Don't love them, don't hate. I'm just kind of...
I actually quite like dogs, but he loves dogs.
Yeah.
Lives and breathes.
So anyway, when we first started our band, this is when we were 16 and just mates, Brayden thought, I'm going to adopt a dog for the band, so we're going to have a band dog. So he shut us down to the pound and we adopted this, I think like a beagle called Mosquito.
Okay. The dog's name was...
Dog name was Mosquito.
Okay, yep.
And then I think the second or third day we had it, we all thought, okay, let's go do something fun with this dog. We're going to take it to the beach for a walk. So we kind of took it to the beach for a walk and then was just playing fetch with it. And then
one of the guys was playing fetch with the dog and threw the stick off the cliff. Now, it was a crunching moment. The dog had jumped off the cliff after the stick.
Oh,
and
no.
Fell. So immediately we're thinking, uh-oh. Is Mosquito okay?
Yeah.
Is Mosquito going to be fine? So we run down and try and find Mosquito, and luckily we find him crunched together in like a bunch of branches in a tree. And
so he was all right.
He was all right. But after that moment, it was a big moment for us. After that moment, we named the band Mosquito Fall.
I think that's an amazing name. I think it's a great story.
Thank you. And just a side note, we did actually return the dog after that because clearly at 16 we weren't
dog owners.
As pet owners.
Absolutely not.
Okay. Yeah. that was probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Being a dog owner myself, I think that's, yes, that was wise.
It's good. Thank you, very wise. Great decision by the band.
Boys, Ben and Molly from Mosquito Fall, hopefully you guys will have lots and lots of success in the future, and we'll see lots of you here at Joy 94.9 because we love showcasing great Melbourne acts and great pop music.
Absolutely, thanks.
Thanks, Chris.
So we want you to keep on coming in and keep producing great music. Good luck with Summertime Girls. It is a really fun song. I'm going to listen to it shortly. Good luck into 2015 as well. Thanks for joining us here on Joy.
Cheers. Boys, thanks, Chris. See you soon.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.